Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 40. Therefore you shall keep the statutes and his commandments which I command you today, that it may go well with you and with your children after you. This verse of scripture forces us to focus on the family. As we do this today, there are two questions to ponder. Is our family life going well? Do we have a strong family unit? A great deal of attention is now being paid to what is wrong with our families. Every day there are discussions on the airwaves and articles in the newspapers in this regard. In a study conducted in the United States of America, researchers looked at the strengths of successful homes and families. They found six common qualities that identify strong families. Strong families are committed to the family. Strong families spend time together. Strong families have good family communication. Strong families expresses appreciation to one another. Strong families have a spiritual commitment. Strong families are able to work together to solve problems in a crisis. Our Father God created families and put parents to take the lead in each of these vital areas. He gave mothers a unique place in that relationship. As we celebrate Mother's Day in a few days, it is good to remember the role mothers play in keeping our families strong and successful. They give of themselves unselfishly, waiting to wipe every tear, sitting up with us through the night, listening to our troubles and solving them while we are still speaking. We run to them for comfort, kindness, and sustenance. Our Creator God is a God with a mother's heart. He expresses his mothering nature time and time again in the scriptures. So today, let us focus on the list that describes strong families and determined by God's help to improve in the areas that we are found lacking. Let us pray for our mothers that God would give them wisdom and strength to keep God's statutes and commandments, that indeed it may go well with their families. Please join us next week.